We got to talk about what happened at the Golden Corral this week.
We can start every show with that same line.
This was really off the chart. So you might have seen on Twitter or wherever you, it's TikTok, whatever. There was something trending for the past like 48 hours, basically. You saw Golden Corral trending and people are making jokes about steak. Like I saw a lot of tweets of people who were like, my wife is looking at me like I took the last steak at the Golden Corral. And I, you know, if you didn't know what that story was, you were like, I don't get why that joke is funny. Mm-hmm. Here's why that joke is funny. Nobody got hurt, so it's okay. You can make jokes about it. So there's a Golden Corral in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which is Bucks County. So it's maybe about 20, 30 minutes outside Philly, something like that. Yeah. Bucks County is not too far from New York City, by the way. It's like Bucks County is the place that if you're dating somebody for the first time and you're thinking about like we should go away together, but we don't want to like book a flight and go somewhere too far. Bucks County is where couples go to test out their can we travel together bones. Like, can we do this? Because there's a lot of bed and breakfasts. There's a lot of Airbnbs, a lot of romantic little places, little nooks and crannies to like wander around. So it's a really good place to test out whether you can travel with a new relationship or not. Mm-hmm. That's what Bucks County is known for. Now it's known for this brawl that happened at the Golden Corral. If you are not from this country and you don't know what Golden Corral is, it's basically a all-you-can-eat buffet. You show up there, you pay one price, they hand you a plate, and you just...
It's where the COVID lives.
Right.
And the one in Gastonia is always packed. It doesn't matter what day, what hour... It's packed because you can eat everything you want for $25.
Yes, what happened at this Golden Corral is that I guess you know when you're paying one price, you want to eat the expensive stuff. So steak was the thing that everybody was going for. You're not going to eat the salad. Mm-hmm. You're not eating the pasta. That's just going to fill you up. That's for amateurs. If you're somebody that's a Golden Corral goer, you know, go for the steak, shrimp, that kind of stuff. Well, apparently the Golden Corral ran out of steak.
Oh, no.
Yes. And there was one man who took the last piece of steak.
Oh, no.
And the guy behind him was not having it. So that's allegedly, we don't know for sure, but that is what they're saying started this brawl that is, I mean, off the charts crazy. I'm going to see if we can, we'll play the news report about it and see if you can hear some of the fight. But here's what happened.
It was all captured on video. Of course, somebody posted it to Facebook. It goes viral. Let's get right to the video. You see dozens of people throwing punches and throwing chairs right in the middle of this restaurant, a chaotic scene at what's normally considered and coined as a family-friendly environment. The video has been shared thousands of times already, and the company that owns the restaurant says they called the police, and now it's under investigation. But patrons we spoke with, of course, shaken and disturbed by what went down.
I've never seen anything like that. I've seen people have a couple words from time to time. But you go in there and you have a good time. It's just sad. It's just really sad. Everybody is on short fuses these days. And it's just really, they need to just take a time out.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the problem, is everybody's fuse is so short. And you take the last steak, right, that's an ass beating right there.
Well, so here's the weird thing. It's not just the two guys who got into it. So there's one guy and his two friends, and then the other guy and his family. There were women. And then suddenly the entire restaurant erupted into a big brawl. It was almost like a movie. It was like an Animal House where like a food fight starts and everybody starts throwing chairs. And then a bunch of people that didn't want to get into the fight, were trying to stay away, they knocked the tables over and hid behind them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there are all these people hiding behind tables, like what they teach kids to do, you know, if there's ever like a school shooter or something, just tip over the table and hide underneath it, hide behind it. But there were women picking shit up and hitting each other and hitting. It was just like the whole thing erupted into one big crazy fight. And there was this one female employee who was kind of in the middle of it trying to break it up. And it was just, don't even try, honey, because there were just way too many big, I mean, big men. I'm not talking about like you size. I'm talking about like
huge people,
huge men, huge people, the kind of people that go to Golden Corral and get their money's worth and, you know, leave.
Fight
and go,
over steak.
I can have dessert. Yeah. Who fight over steak. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I was in marketing right now for a Golden Corral, our slogan would be, yeah, our steak is that good.
Right.
Watch people and just shoot and show that video, make it a commercial. Yeah, it's that good. Golden Corral.
Right. Listen, you know what? I just want to sit there quietly and, you know, drink gravy out of a 10-gallon hat. Like, I don't want to be dealing with these kind of brawls and all this kind of stuff. It was a lot. It was just amazing that the fight wasn't just between. It started out between the two men, and then each guy's friends got into it. But I don't understand why suddenly everybody. And then the two weird things. One was the fact that I didn't see any children, so that's good.
No, because they had high chairs. They're hitting people with high chairs, so they removed the children from the high chairs so they could hit people with them.
If there were even kids there, because the video goes on. I saw the entire video. It goes on for a while. And it pans the whole thing. You see everything. I didn't see any kids there. So I was happy about that. Maybe it was like kind of later in the day or at night or whatever. But and then the other thing I thought was really weird, I guess because it's Pennsylvania as opposed to where you live, almost everybody had masks on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like they finished eating. They put their masks on and then were trying to get out.
Yeah. In restaurants, forget it. People don't even wear masks going in, coming out. They're like, no, COVID doesn't live in there. We're fine.
Well, the mask thing in a restaurant to me is weird. So I went to eat with some friends the other day at a restaurant. And you have to show vaccination, proof of vaccination when you come in. They look at your ID to make sure you didn't borrow anyone else's. You got to walk in with a mask on. As soon as they seat you, you can take your mask off.
Mm-hmm.
Then you eat, and then you put your mask back on to walk out the door. It seems stupid. It's like when you walk in, take your mask off, and then you're just inside, and you sit down, and you eat.
But if you sit there like you probably do for 3 hours, flapping right. your jaw with your friends, you're yeah. not wearing a mask.
It depends who I'm with. I mean, if I'm with people I don't know, then I have my mask on for most of the time just to so I don't have a longer exposure
mm-hmm.
just in case. But for the most part, you know, like while you're eating, you can't eat with a mask on.
So you're flapping your jaw and you put your mask on while you're flapping your jaw.
If there's people around me that I don't know or if tables are too close. See, the place that I went the other day with my friend, it was a diner. And what they do now is the booths all have, they're really great, actually. They feel very, very private. The booths have big, giant floor-to-ceiling Lucite up around them. So when you go into the booth, it's just you and the person that you're with. So it's like a big, giant sneeze guard.
Wow.
So if somebody next to me another table sneezes or coughs, they have to go through their Lucite and my Lucite. So it's double Lucite.
That's awesome. That can't be cheap for the restaurant to do that.
No, it's probably not. But, you know, New York City restaurants, that's why they charge so much. They all raise their prices. But that's fine. I'm happy to give them mm-hmm. money. So we sat there, my friend and I, who are both, we both do background work together. So we had just been tested like 2 days before. We knew we were negative. We're both triple vaxxed. We both already had COVID. So we felt comfortable with each
yeah.
other. So, yeah, so we just sat there the whole time drinking coffee and talking. And then it was weird. I said, do we put our mask on to walk out the door to the outside mm-hmm. and then take our masks back off again? It felt weird.
Yeah, it's all very confusing.
Yeah, it's all very confusing. And I don't know if a lot of it makes any sense. My doctor, I asked him about that. I said, how do you feel about dining indoors and the mask thing? Only because you brought it up. And he said, if you are triple vaxxed, and you get tested on a regular basis, you're fine. You can go out to eat.
Yeah, you get tested like
yourself.
Every 3 days.
You know, it's only because I've been doing the background work during mm-hmm. the day. And they test you twice. They test you 2 days before the shoot and then the morning of the shoot. So you get a PCR test, and then you get a rapid test.
Wow. Do they tell you what you are, or do they just tell, like, the production people and not tell you?
No, they have to tell you because you can't work. So everything is now on an app. So each production company has their own service. And you sign into the service, and when you walk in, your app has a QR code. They scan your QR code. All the information pops up, and it says whether you're negative or positive. So you have access to your own results, of course.
Wow.
Yeah. So and it's funny because I can go through, and a lot of the shows I work on are the same. They use the same company. So I can page through and see all the shows I've been on, all the tests I've had. Negative, 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 negative.
Wow. Had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the guys that I work with, he gets his test. We got our test together. And we were sitting and waiting. They don't even let you walk in the production. You can't even go into what they call holding, which is the area where you sit and wait.
Mm.
We weren't even allowed to go in there. They made us stand outside until our results came in.
Wow.
Yeah. So he and I come out of there's a trailer. So you go into the trailer. They do the quick rapid test. And you stand outside for 15, 20 minutes before they give you your results. And then a text pops up and says your results are in. And then you look. And if you're negative, they let you walk into the building.
If you're positive, you got to go back home. Sorry.
You got to go home. Yeah,
go
which
that
is why
way.
They keep you outside. Yeah, they keep you outside. You have to wear a mask at all times, even outdoors. And so we got our test together, and he walked in. He goes, 95.
Yeah.
I said, what's 95? He goes, that's my 95th COVID test this year.
Wow.
Yep.
95.
Yeah. Yeah, he works a lot, and a lot of the think of it like this. For every one day you work, you have to do two COVID tests. So if you end up on a movie for a week, 5 days, that's an additional 10 COVID tests.
In 1 week?
Yeah.
That's a lot of things in your nose.
I know. I've had more Q-tips in my nose than my ears.